Love.
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 Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markrabe.
Tischkau. Tischkau.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex and dating.
Hello, hello.
Hello, once again. It is Rogue and Prem back at the LSD Cast, doing what we do best.
Loving, sexing, dating.
All of the above.
No. Giving you advice about love, sex and dating and how to navigate the choppy waters of desi relationships of every kind, whoever you are, wherever you are.
And we're so good at what we do. Of course, it's all self-proclaimed because at the end of the day, we are simple, mere brother and sister who have taken it upon ourselves to guide you through this crazy world that we live in, which is full of love, sex, and dating.
Yeah, and turmoil. We should have just called our show like turmoil.
Yeah, tufan.
Love sick, tufan male. Anyway, so what have you been up to, Prem?
I've been a good boy this week. I have been waking up really early at about 7 o'clock. I have been playing golf, and you know, it's I go through phases of, you know, kind of like changing my lifestyle. I call it getting back on track, which is with my diet and sleeping early, waking up early. So it's good and it's beautiful. The summers in Los Angeles are gorgeous.
Mm.
They're really long days, most beautiful sunsets. Oh, my God, it's amazing.
And what about love, sex and dating?
So love, sex and dating is something of the past now.
What? Okay, so we're retiring you? It's going to be just the Rogue show?
Maybe, but this is only this week. Who knows what may happen next week? And what about you, Rogi? What have you been up to?
Not a whole lot, actually. No, not much love, sex and dating at this end either. But I've...
You know, that's not very good, actually. Both the siblings are like, huh, hum, ho, hum. In what we are supposed to be.
But I've been giving lots of advice.
Oh, you've been giving a lot of advice. Okay, that's good. Excellent.
Yes, I have, to other people. And in real life and on text messaging. And I keep telling people, just listen to the bloody podcast,
yes,
right? But no, people want intimacy coaching like in real time. And I can't seem to say no. As for love, sex and dating, I'm still active. You know, just I haven't done a hell of a lot this past week. But that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. I'm not retiring. So the quest continues. And today we are going to actually talk about a question that is kind of from real life. It's an amalgamation of a question we got online as well as a question somebody asked me. So when we come back, Prem is going to tell you us.
Yes, I am.
All about it. And then we'd love to know what you guys think as well and what you've done in this situation.
So all you have to do is stick around and we will be right back.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
We're back, we're back, we're back.
Yes, we are. So we have a question from Ranjan.
Love.
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 And. Danger.
Who writes in saying that he has been going on a couple of dates with this one girl, but he has finally come to the conclusion that he does not feel the same way, or he does not have those feelings for her, which would kind of like materialize into she being his girlfriend.
Okay.
But she has been made it very clear that she really likes him.
Hmm.
So it has become very apparent to him that she is totally into him. But he also writes, and he says this in inverted commas, that he has been very nice to her, which means that he has been very responsive to her texts. When she calls, he speaks to her. You know, when they make a plan to meet for coffee, they go, they hang out. But he does not see this going anywhere.
Hmm.
So the question is that he feels totally cornered. He now suddenly does not know how to tell her. Should he tell her? Should he not tell her? If he tells her, what should he say without, you know, looking like a complete asshole?
Oh, so he's painted himself into a corner. Let's make sure that everybody understands that.
Okay, yes.
And now he doesn't want to come off as an asshole. This actually, unfortunately, this is such a common problem. And I would imagine that is the motivation.
It is.
For him having been nice to her, is because everybody wants to be liked. Nobody wants to be the one to say no or cause pain or reject somebody, which is ultimately what this whole thing is about, right? You either choose someone or you reject someone.
Right.
And mostly you're rejecting people in the quest to find that one person who's going to be the perfect fit. Ranjan.
You bad, bad boy. Oh. You have dug yourself a grave.
No.
Now you lying it, fool. Okay, no. You came to the right place.
After derision, you will now get advice.
Yes.
That's Prem style.
So, Mr. Ranjan, you are in a bit of a pickle. Damned if you do and damned if you don't. So, damned if you do would be the way to go. So, you have to obviously break it down to her.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be clear on that.
Right. And, you know, we've talked about this before, is that you can only control your intention. You can't control how somebody feels about you. And it is her privilege and her right to hate you and think you're an asshole. And you can't do anything about that.
Yeah, unfortunately or fortunately, you be the judge of that. I have to agree with Rogue on this one.
Mm.
So you laid your bed, now lie in it.
Yeah, and actually, you know, you should use this as practice. Because if you're doing online dating, trying to find the one, like a lot of us are, you're going to encounter this situation again and again, where you have to let somebody down gently.
So Rogue, just a second, he could also be nice to someone because he himself is trying to figure out whether or not he sees a future in this or not. And that too is pretty common.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Of course. And you have to spend some time getting to know somebody. If there are no obvious deal breakers, of course. Like, for example, if I met somebody and they showed up with 80 astrological rings on their fingers, I would never meet them again. But otherwise, I would give them a chance. And it takes time to do that. So, of course. But in this case, Ranjan has clearly stated he was just trying to be nice. And I think reading between the lines, we can put two and two together because his last statement is he doesn't want to be seen as an asshole. So he's got issues with wanting to be liked. Either way, though, both of those scenarios, you have to pull the plug. Yeah.
You got to let the other person decide for themselves and, you know, let the person go.
Okay. So we're clearly both on the same page. Prem and Rogue agree that you have to tell her.
Yes.
And now maybe we can tell you how to do that nicely. Maybe.
Oh, boy. So as I have said a gazillion times, there's always many, 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 many different ways to say to put things across. Well, the best way to do it is you should always, you figure out whether you want to do this over the phone, you want to meet her in person, always, you know.
You know, okay, let's address that. I think meeting in person, unless you've got like a solid friendship going, is really not the way to do it. You're wasting somebody's time. They're going to have to come and meet you somewhere, right? And they're going to spend time with you, maybe some money as well, if there's a coffee or a drink involved, to break their heart. Or to reject them. No, don't do that.
But Rogue, you're absolutely right when you say that it depends on, you know, the friendship that they already have. If they have been catching up and meeting up, maybe they live really close to each other. You know what I
mean? Maybe.
It could be that.
It could be.
Yes, but that's not always the most favorable option.
No.
It could be done through a voice note. You know, nowadays, communication is done via the phone in so many different ways.
Yep.
You can send texts, you can call, you can send a voice note, let the person think about what you are saying, but you got to be honest and you have to be direct and decent. So, you know, the best way to start is maybe by giving a compliment.
Yeah, why not? Soften the blow a little bit. Say something nice about them, like, it's been really great to get to know you, you have such a great sense of humor, or...
Or you could just say, you know, you have a really nice ass.
What?
Okay, Rogue just looked at me like someone died. Listen, it's okay. I'm making a joke. We're all adults here. It's okay. You're appreciating someone's
okay, right. If
booty.
Hey, you know, if you've got that relationship with this girl, like, whatever. Say something nice that they will think is also nice, whether it's complimenting their assets or their...
Yeah, it could be someone's personality, yeah.
Personality, yep. And then...
The character. Or you don't want to lie also and say that, you know, at this stage, I'm not looking for a girlfriend. I'm not in the right mind space.
Yeah, yeah.
So avoid all the bullshit, because at the end of the day, it is bullshit. And we at LSD Cast do not promote that.
Exactly. So there you go. So the do is definitely give a compliment, say something nice. The don'ts are, don't pad it with bullshit. And the third thing to do is say it out straight and just say, you know, I don't think this is going to work as a relationship. I really like you and I wish you luck. Or something like, I just wanted to let you know that I don't see this translating into a girlfriend boyfriend or an exclusive dating scenario. And I wanted to put it out there. And then be nice, say something like, good luck on your journey.
Future endeavors.
Or if they've told you something like they want to start a business or a project or something, just say, you know, I wish you luck in your whatever they're next doing.
So basically the bottom line is that try to be as close to the truth as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Take ownership of what you're saying. And really, we can't stress enough. Don't say things you don't mean. Don't say, I'll see you again. I'd love to hang out. We'd like to catch up. If you don't want to, don't want to. In fact, I know sometimes you can just say something like, look, I'd be happy to catch up with you again, but I'll leave it up to you to decide if you are okay to hang out as friends. That's if you want to. There are many, many ways to say this, but just try to stay as close to the truth as possible. Yeah, I think we've said this like 8 times now between us because we clearly really believe in it. So,
jeet hamesha sach ki hoti hai.
Uh-huh. Jeet kaun hai?
Mera Jeet, Manjeet. My friend Manjeet, he's always right.
Okay. Right. So you heard it here. Prem and Rogue want you to be direct, be decent, and let somebody know when you're not interested in them as nicely as possible.
That's right. Even Manjeet is nodding his head.
Okay. We'll be back with Manjeet after this short break.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
We have returned.
Yes.
After that quick little break.
And in that quick little break, we were talking about how people have said insincere things to us and how annoying it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I got to tell you about this one girl that I'd met when I just moved to L.A. She was gorgeous. Oh, my God. Beautiful. Like, bells would ring when I saw her. I used to frequent this bar just because she used to work there.
Uh-huh.
And eventually, of course, we hit it off and we chat. And then I asked her if I found out if she's single or not. She was single. And then I eventually, you know, kind of made some overtures about us hanging out, going for like a cup of coffee or something. Oh, I remember I bumped into her at the gym.
Hmm.
And that's when we had a long chat and she gave me her number.
Hmm.
And she said we should totally hang out. And here's my number. I was like, yay, so excited. So I texted her.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't receive any text back. Mm-hmm. They waited another day, 2 days, and I texted again, nothing. I called, left a message, nothing. Then I was like, what the fuck? So after about 10 days or so, I go back to the bar and we don't even mention anything. We just start like chatting about normal, general stuff.
Okay.
And then I asked, I said, by the way, you never responded to any of my messages. And she looked at me and she goes, messages? I never got any messages. I said, I called you. I left you a voice message also.
Oh, wow.
She's like, oh, my God, like, have you got the right number? And she wrote her number again on a piece of paper.
Uh-huh.
And she gave it to me. Uh-huh. And I looked in my phone book, in my contact list, and it was exactly the same number. So I was like, okay, this is weird, but fine. So the next day I texted her. Guess what? No response. Same thing. I called, left a message, nothing. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck off. Like, who? Why? Just be direct or don't do that. You know, don't fuck around like
but
that.
But didn't it make it awkward then, like, to go to that bar again? Or did you just pretend like nothing had happened?
Yeah, absolutely it did. So, you know, I'd go there and just, you know, it became awkward. Like, I'd still hang out, have a drink, meet other friends there because I really enjoy going to that bar. Mm. And then eventually she quit and okay. she joined some other place.
That's awful. Why do people do that? I guess they feel like they have to fill space. Or maybe they mean it in the moment. I don't know. I have to say, so this is in a non-dating scenario. I ran into somebody I used to know in high school at an airport. And we chatted. And then I thought this was so refreshing. I was so impressed that when we finished, like we just caught up, what are you doing? Where are you working? Or you live here? Or this is what I'm doing now, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, okay, well, good to see you. And have a good flight.
Wow.
And that is exactly, that's my MO, right? That's what I do. Good to see you. Have a good flight. Like, have a good life. Bye. And I was doubly impressed that somebody was on the same wavelength and did not say, oh, we're on the same flight. We're going to be in the same city. Let's catch up for lunch. Let's get a drink. Because it's all so insincere. And I was like, super pleased. Then this is, I think, how it should be. Like, don't say shit you don't mean. I think we all do it because we feel compelled to.
Yeah, we do, of course. I'm no exception. I mean, yeah. I must
call me. We'll do lunch. Also. Yeah, we really need to get together.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We should hang out. Yeah. Coffee? Yep. Yeah. And then boom, never.
Never. Right. I guess.
Yeah, so people learn from the experts. Learn from us.
From us? I thought you were going to
say. Did I say experts?
Yeah, you did. Even I was confused. Who are these experts we should learn from? I also need to learn.
So just stick to the truth.
Really?
As close to the truth as possible.
Really? Yes. Good karma will come to you.
Yes.
And Prem and Rogue will bless you from afar. And you should let us know when you've done that so that we can bless you. You know?
Yes. And with that happy sermon, I would bid you farewell, darlings.
All right. I'll do the same. So we will be here, same bat channel, same time, on your phone, on your desktop, through the interwebs at LSDcast. This is Prem and Rogue.
Saying... ta-ta.
I thought you were going to say something in French. Okay, never mind. Bye.
Au revoir, au revoir.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and busy dating. With your hosts, Prem and Rogue.
A Sonologue Production.